This is actually the very first time in history that that right there is actually able to do that. Go all over the world.
All over the world.
For the first time.
Technology takes us there.
Yeah. People out in the desert in Iraq are listening to the gospel.
Amen.
Ain't that something? In the mountains of Iran, women are getting the gospel out there because of technology and getting saved. But yet some of them are getting killed because of it too, though. Becoming martyrs. There's a verse right here. I'm going to go to Timothy here in just a minute, but there's a verse right here, several verses, in Philippians. I wish my wife was here. She should be here in a minute. But I was going to let you know. What do we talk about? You know, we're talking about doctrines and stuff over the last few sessions, and I apologize for not being here last week. I had a bad migraine, okay? Which I despise them. I'm getting sick of them things in Jesus' name. You know, I'm getting really sick of them. But doctrines, what are we believing in and stuff, and what are we talking about out there to amongst ourselves or anybody, okay? And it's over in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Now, I like this version right here. This is King James Light. And it says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Well, what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know, I used to be involved with Teen Challenge pretty heavy, and you know, those guys, you know, they were very intelligent guys. But they kept saying, you know, I can't understand the word, I can't memorize scripture and everything, but yet they could quote all of the baseball stats, all of the basketball stats, all of the football stats.
That is so true.
They could quote it all, but yet they couldn't get into the Word of God, the thing that actually sets you free. The one that changes you, okay? They couldn't get in there and understand any of it. Or, you know why? Because they didn't want to. What are we wanting to do? You know that's my biggest thing right here. And these are some verses right here, again, in Philippians, that just absolutely just... I quote these verses every day. It's over in chapter 4, starting in verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. You know, I find myself, man, just rejoicing in the Lord every single day, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yesterday we had a little situation happen at our house and everything, kind of freaked us out about our girls, okay? Y'all need to be in serious warfare on this right here. If y'all would, please be in agreement. Warfare on this right here. And these verses right here, man, calm me down, because I was seriously fixing to do something crazy yesterday. I was fixing to take care of something.
In the natural.
In the natural. And I had to get down on my knees and quote these verses right here before the Lord. Okay? It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your forbearing, your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Everything, let it be made known to God. Because He's right here, right now. Right here. The Lord is at hand right now because all of us are here. We're two or three gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. And that's a literal interpretation. I believe that literally. And the peace of God, and buddy, I needed that peace yesterday, and buddy, it really hit me yesterday. It really came on me. And it was so awesome. I was able to enjoy the wedding yesterday. I was able to come here and everything and just enjoy myself instead because of this. Which surpasses all comprehension. And buddy, it was definitely comprehension yesterday. Shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. But this right here is really this right here is something that I have to focus on every day because my mind drifts a lot. It says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, good report, if there is any excellence in these things, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
What is our minds dwelling on? I want to think of the things that are lovely, the things that are pure, but I never knew what that was and stuff. I used to ask God and everything, what do you mean by that? You know, what is lovely? What is pure? What is... Go to the book of Psalms and everything and study them. And that right there is what you need to dwell on. Is what the Word of God actually does say. Now we can get into the book of 10. I just had to say that this morning. I'm sorry.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to focus on you, Lord. Focus completely. Because, see, I do believe that we can do all things through Christ. It doesn't matter what it is. I believe that we can do it. And if we focus on those things right there, then I know that God and everything, man, is going to take and allow that to happen in our lives. Because, see, we need to be like Paul, walking not just in word and in deed, but with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Walking with us. Raising the dead. Healing all manner of sickness. Doesn't matter what it is. Drawing people to salvation through the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Because the time's drawing short. And that's what we're fixing to get into in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And there's a reason for this right here. And I know it's Holy Ghost right here. Here's something that boy Chuck Misler, I really love that man right there. I don't know if you know who he is or anything. You need to really look him up and go through some teaching. Little Jim went through a whole I think he even got a degree from them and stuff, went through a whole thing through their college. But I told little Jerome last night, he was standing by his truck, he was fixing to leave and stuff, and I told him, if you ever need anything, you need me to do anything for you, just give me a call. How many of us say that to somebody? And what if they call us? How do we react when they call us? Do we help them? Do we honor that what we said? You know, if you need anything, even if it's a year later, 2 years later, we have to understand that, man, whenever we make a covenant bond, that's a covenant bond with that boy. And I love that boy. That boy right there, I'm proud of him. You know. And I'll do anything for him. And I meant what I said. He can call me anytime. I don't care what it is. He called me one time. He just had a flat tire. His dad was at work. And he called me and everything. And I went over there and helped him get that tire fixed and stuff. We can't say things tongue in cheek. If we say things and everything, we got to mean it directly. And that's what Chuck Misler was talking about ethics. But chapter 3... this right here, I believe that we are definitely in these times right here. I know everybody's looking at the political scene right now, because you can't miss it if you're watching the news. It's all over the news. But this right here, you need to hear what I'm about to say right here. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self. Lovers of their own self. Lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, means that they don't want to take and forgive, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness. It's talking about Christians now.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't talking about the world, you know. It's talking about Christians itself. Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, and avoid such men as these. Lovers of self. You know, last night, during the reception, years ago, I used to really love to dance and stuff. And I mean, I used to love it. I was good. I had this old boy. We had a partnership and everything. And they called us the Two Dirty White Boys. Is what we were called. Zap, break danced. I mean, we did it all. We loved it. And I was good. Okay. And last night, boy, I mean, I was really wanting to bust it. And I could have. I could have busted that floor up in there. I really wanted to. Yes, she tried to get me to. Little Jim tried to get me to. But you know why I didn't? I didn't really realize this. I didn't want to because I didn't want no praise. Lover of me, it has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. I want to promote Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Because We can do nothing without him.
About 5 more minutes.
Yes, ma'am. We can do nothing and everything without Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing. And I try to take and always be mindful and everything of being boastful and arrogant and revilers, because I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to boast about nothing that Nick did. I want to boast what Jesus did through me, you know, what he brought me through and stuff.
But Nick, you've also got to have a balance there, because God exalts you sometimes.
I understand that, but it's through him.
It's through him, but you've got to receive it in the right way,
yep.
Because you can't just say, never be up somewhere, because maybe God had a plan at a certain time for a certain way for you to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the word does say exalt you.
Yes, ma'am. Let the brother low decree rejoice that he will be exalted. I understand.
There's a balance there.
Right.
And if you're walking in the Spirit, you're going to do it right. But you kind of sensed the other day that would not be what God wanted you to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Some things hurt.
You got to hold back.
Some things hurt our testimony, and so we have to walk cautiously, carefully.
Yes.
And we're going to move on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm wrapping it up. One thing that I've noticed and everything about our generation today, and even the kids in church, a lot of them, is being disrespectful to their parents. The Bible says, honor your mother and father, and you'll live long life. We need to pray for these kids and everything that they realize what they're doing, okay? Because the kids today, you know, they have had everything handed to them. See, and the blessing has become a curse to a lot of these kids. And we need to pray and everything that God gets a hold of them on that, okay? And also we need to pray for the parents that they'll take and show them that discipline and everything, you know, is part of life. But love y'all, and I appreciate you letting me teach y'all a little bit.
Enjoy.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Nick. You got 7 more minutes. I'm sorry.
Oh, is it 7 more minutes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to believe when you read this list here that it's talking about Christians. You know, it sounds like people in the world.
Yeah.
It's not Christians.
Yeah, but he's talking about Christians there. You know, but the ungratefulness of children. Let me emphasize something here on that right there. The ungratefulness and stuff is a growing, massive thing. And it's almost like an epidemic. You know, whenever you have children stand up in schools and tell the teachers to go F off and cuss everything out, cuss parents out, hit parents, try to kill parents. You know. We have a serious situation here. See, and we, you know, just like we were watching Perry Stone last night. She was telling me this morning, I fell asleep. She was telling me this morning, where are the warriors at? Where are we at and everything? Are we praying and interceding for these kids to come out of this right here? Because, man, I know about it personally in our family. How these kids, they were not raised this way either, so what happened? I believe seriously it's a spirit of lawlessness out there that gets a hold of these kids. Because when they get of age, they think that they can do whatever they want to and go out there and go crazy. And we got to pray this off of them, because I'm telling you, it's an epidemic. And then their kids are even bringing it worse. It's going to get even worse. And we need to recognize this. You know, recognize the enemy here. Recognize and go into warfare. Because we're warriors. We're soldiers in his kingdom, in his army.
You know, that's why Satan's trying to get rid of spanking. Because the answer to
exactly.
Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, and the wrong direction drives it far from it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not time out.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's not,
counting
what they did wrong.
It's not counting.
Over. It's not waiting 5 times. You pick them up to begin with, and you spank them.
Yes, ma'am.
Because if you decide to finally do that after they're about 7 years old, you probably have to spank them 20 times, which one or two would have done.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's, and then, you know, Pastor Jim teaches that you got to put the word in them and the Lord in them and the rod of correction. And
yes, ma'am.
After they get a certain age, I mean, he spiked Stephanie like 15, 16. He kept spiking Stephanie because of her mouth. Anyway, but after that rod of correction's the stick, the rod of the word corrects them.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That's what Christians need to realize. That's why it's so important. It is when they're young to spank them, but also you got to keep the word in them.
Yeah. Well, do you know why Do you know why that Lucifer is doing this right here? He's attacking the family so bad in this area right here is to take and destroy. That's what he wants. He wants destruction because that's what he came to do. Kill, steal, and destroy. Then he can rebuild it in his image.
See, once a family goes, a nation goes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's most true. Definitely.
That's true. It's always been about destroying that family.
But see, he's not going to win this war. He's not going to win. And I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about, we know the end of the book. I understand that. I'm talking about now. Because it might be 200-300 years before the Messiah does come back. I don't know. Nobody knows, okay? But we got to have warfare now because we're not going to lose this generation. Just like yesterday at this wedding and everything, you know, when Pastor Jim was preaching, teaching them what this was actually about. You know, we got to pray and intercede for these kids. I'm here to tell you now. I'm here to tell you. We have to. And I believe that we can. I believe that we can. I believe it. Because my king and everything, man, is not, he doesn't want to see us forsaken. He doesn't want to take and have these kids out here doing what they're doing and stuff, acting crazy.
But at the same time, you've got to realize when you're praying for these kids that they were born for this time. I couldn't have handled this time.
Yeah.
I've asked God that. He said, no, you would have been, you couldn't have handled this as a child. Because when my childhood was in the 50s, I did handle the late 60s, but that's because I was 18, 19 years. But he told me, I said, Lord, I couldn't have. He said, I was praying for my grandchildren. He said, don't be concerned about them. You pray for them and you be concerned to pray and intercede, but not let it bother you because they are able and capable of taking care of this generation.
As long as you put so you have to have in them, pray for them, and stuff
intercede
like that.
For them and keep praying for them.
Well, I'm talking about, I understand what you're saying right there, and you're absolutely 100% correct, but I'm talking about other kids. I'm talking about other kids that don't have anybody.
Go with the attitude of winning. Yeah. They were still born.
I know.
This time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So and you somebody, go with your prayers and intercession, but you go with the attitude of you're the winner.
I truly, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I truly believe if we pray for these people out here, these kids, that God will give them a visitation.
That's right, because
God will give them a visitation. That's the reason why I'm sitting here is because I had a guy out there when I was in jail in 1998 praying for me. You know what I'm saying? He was praying and interceding for me.
Amen.
See, and I knew that. Nobody else was. He was.
That's all it took, wasn't it?
One. See, and we got to intercede and go to war for these kids.
Pray for that outpouring. You said, I poured out on your sons and daughters.
Yes, ma'am.
You no longer have to prophesy for them, but they will prophesy.
Come on. Amen.
They will release.
Well, God has poured out His Spirit on the young people now. I mean, there's revival coming. Like up in West Virginia, you know, the kids up there.
Yeah, that's an amazing revival they're talking about.
There. Sure is.
That is very amazing.
Yeah.
But we're talking about everywhere. Yeah. I mean,
all over the.
You know, the kids now are more in the news than anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
We want them to be in the news for good.
Amen.
For the good.
Amen.
To report the good. They laying hand on the sick.
Hey, come on. Yes, ma'am.
We want that awakened. Not only in Virginia, we want it in Alabama, we want it in every state.
Yeah.
We decree it and we declare.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for giving me the words to speak this morning from you, the Holy Ghost. And Father, we pray, Lord, that Father, our words, Lord, will go out, Lord, through the anointing, Lord, and help these kids, Lord, to come and have a visitation from you to change their life now in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, Lucifer is not going to win this generation. He's not going to do it. We declare victory now. Like my sister said this morning, she heard the word victory. And I declare it right now in Jesus' name. Because these kids, Lord, belong to you. They were created and made in your image. And I thank you, Lord, for it. I praise you. By faith, Lord, we believe and trust you. Thank you, Father. As, Lord, we take and partake, Lord, of these of the food, Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll bless it, Lord, and nourish our body. And we bless you, Lord, for loving us so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I think I was looking at my watch and not my phone. We had 5 more minutes. I'm so sorry. I do apologize. We'll make it up.
Oh, it's all right. Praise the name of Jesus.